Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe to toe bin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which is back now for the season of Colton. And here I am with my gorgeous, talented little co-host and friend, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which you can find on El YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I'm excited to be... It's our second day of Real Housewives of New Jersey in a row.
I know. That's like crazy. What a blessing.
What a blessing, guys.
I feel like... You know what I feel like? I feel like I have just been invited to throw an event at Rails. That's what I feel like. I feel like just the belle of the ball.
I feel really hungry for some Body of Christ swished down with his blood. Okay?
Yeah.
Because it's the communion episode, everybody.
Yeah, at long last. But before we get to that, big news. We sold out our DC show. So thank you, everyone who bought tickets for that. The DC show is sold out. There will not be a second show, I'm sorry to say. It's just going to be that show. So thank you guys for coming to buy those tickets. And we'll see you guys in March. And in the meantime, next month we have a big show in Dallas. We actually have two shows, and the first one sold out. So we added a second one. So there are still some tickets left for that one. And then in April, we got Boston, a second show in Boston, because the first one sold out there. And then, also in February, we're going to Just for Laughs Northwest in Vancouver, which should be super exciting. So if you're in that Pacific Northwest area, come see us at the festival, because that festival is super, super fun. Like, it changed my life, honestly. So, and then we have other shows. We have Phoenix and Irvine. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to buy your tickets there, y'all.
Yes, I was drinking a swig of coffee. Also, go over and get our new shirts for the month. It's free shipping on orders over $45. The shirts are Ben in the Streets, Ronnie in the Sheets. So go get those. Those are over at crappensmerch.com or watchwhatcrappens.com. You can also find shower curtains, journals, and all of our Watch What Crappens logo t-shirts and all that good stuff. So go get those. And I think that is it for today. Oh, tomorrow for the Top Chef recap, we will be streaming on the TV Party app. So get your TV Party app. We'll be live streaming that. And then, of course, we'll be releasing it as audio as well. So that's that for plug and stuff. Now let's get into some Real Housewives of New Jersey, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm really enjoying this season so far, I have to say. And it seems to continue to ramp up. But first, before anything happens, we start with Melania, who has some crazy nails on her fingers, multicolored nails. They're little talons, and she basically can't do anything with them. So she's been rendered helpless by them.
They look like they're melted bowling ball pins. My dad used to use bowling ball pins because we owned a bowling alley when I was a kid. And he used to use those for firewood, and that's what it looks like when they melt, those nails. They're horrific little weapons.
What? Wait, bowling ball pins? Oh, pins.
Yeah, that you knock down.
Oh, he used them for firewood. Were they wooden?
Yeah, they're like covered in this plastic shit that looks like her nails. But yeah, they're wooden on the inside. Or they were. They used to be.
I can't. That's so funny using them for firewood. It's so
quaint.
I know.
You know how things just change so much? Like, who burns rubber like that or whatever the hell they're coated with? We're probably all going to die young, but.
Yeah, I feel like whatever toxic fumes are in that bowling pins paint. Should not have been lit aflame.
Probably not, but that's apparent in the 70s. You know, they didn't know. They were like, here, have fun, play with this can opener. Like, they literally didn't know. So
he was actually being very progressive because he was like, reduce, reuse, recycle, you know? So before wasting it, turned it into firewood.
I know. I always wonder, why did I start smoking so young? And my mom always smoked, but I think I was really just craving bowling ball pins.
You're like, why is it that for the first few years I smoked cigarettes, I felt the urge to fling myself down a wooden floor?
Why did I just keep getting knocked over so easily?
Why would I sometimes yell out, turkey?
God, and I grew up waiting for balls to fly in my face. So, you know, like, it just never leaves you alone, the bowling alley childhood.
I know. Bowling alleys is where all the magic happens. I have a formative memory in high school of going to the bowling alley. And this red sparkly ball just rolled up out of the machine, and it said Ruth. And I just thought that was the funniest thing. I just thought it was the funniest thing. It was like, da-da-da-da-da-da, Ruth's here. And then my friend Sarah and I were bowling. We could not stop laughing. And then when she tried to bowl with Ruth, Ruth flew off. You know what when that happens? It, like, Ruth fell off her fingers, and just, like, so she did, like, the full bowling motion, but Ruth just plopped down on the ground. I'm like, that's so Ruth.
Oh my God, that was funny. Ruth.
Ruth.
Oh God.
Ruth the bowling ball. I'll always remember Ruth.
Oh, Ruth. Like, Ruth sure dressed nice today. We're just bowling.
Like, in a sea of anonymous black and gray and occasionally, like, blue balls, all of a sudden here comes a red sparkly ball named Ruth.
Well, this episode didn't really start with that. It started with the 9 to 5 theme, which I thought was hilarious. Mm. Okay, that made me laugh so hard I lost my voice. Hold on.
Yeah, you're choking for it.
Come on, throat. It remembered those bowling the pin fumes. I was like, I'm closing. Hold on. Come on, throat. Open.
Open up. You can do it.
Oh my gosh. So it opened with dun 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 dun, and I was like, is this 9 to 5? Because I just watched that over Christmas, and I was like, literally nobody on this show has a job.
Yeah.
So why are we playing that theme? But I loved it. It made me, like, so excited for the episode.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, we got to see the general, like craziness happening all around the town with all these people. So you see, like, Marlene making coffee for the Marge, and they're like, Marlene, are you putting equal in there, sugar? Like, what are you doing over there? And then what's her face? Lexi's like, who knows with Marlene, you know?
Who knows what she's going to do, miss? Because she's got, like, her 10 accents.
I think Lexi's British accent has fully disappeared at this point, because I was listening to it. I was like, no, she has fully transitioned into, like, Jersey girl. She's like, oh, Marge, this tea looks good with the couch, don't you think, Marge?
Yes, doctor. Yes, doctor. She's very Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors. Also, one of my favorite recurring things, I think it's every season, but especially this season, they're really highlighting it, is that no child wants to come near Teresa.
Yeah.
She can't get a kiss from any child ever. She's like, come here, give me a kiss. And they're just, like, running away. She had to kiss Melania's hand, which God knows where that thing's been. You know, it's Melania after all.
Did you see that picture of Tree and Andy on a beach? I think that surfaced yesterday.
Yeah, that was a horrifying picture.
Horrifying on all accounts.
If anybody ever tries to take a picture, well, you'll never see me on a beach. But if you dare try and take my picture on a beach, I'll kill you.
Yeah. Although somehow that picture was still more entertaining than New Year's Eve with Anderson and Andy.
Oh, did you watch that?
Ugh. Did I watch?
Why would you do that?
Well, I did not choose to. I was, like, in the kitchen preparing something, and someone turned on that, and they were talking, and I'm like, how are you guys such good friends and have such terrible banter? Like, you guys should be. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. Like, and we were all staring at it like, what is this? Like, what's happening here? All these awkward jokes and strange references. And it just was like, it was an embarrassment.
Yeah, I think he actually got upstaged this year, because last year everyone was like, fuck this. And this year I think he got upstaged by Christy Teigen getting hit in the head with an umbrella and vagging or steaming her vag. Everyone was very upset about that the next day.
I did not see that at all.
That was on NBC.
NBC. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's too bad that I missed that.
And then also, your favorite, what's her name? Tiffany Haddish bombed on New Year's Eve. And so she had to give a speech the next day. Well, a Twitter speech. A paragraph. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. 36 characters or whatever it is. And she's like, yeah, this happened. I bombed. Sorry, everybody. So yeah, it was like an interesting New Year for people just falling over.
Really bodes well for our show this weekend.
You know, I think so, because it seems like when everybody else has bad luck, I have really good luck. And then when everybody else has really good luck, you know, it's opposite. So I'm going with, you all have a terrible 2019, because it seems to mean a great one for me.
We're going to do great things.
This is the year we become president. So, okay, guys, let's get to the show. We're on second seven of this episode.
I know. Jennifer's daughter, Olivia, farts. And that's really how we really usher in this episode.
That should be Jennifer's opening.
My daughter farted. That's what it is.
So then we go over to the vortex of hell. Just kidding. It's Frank breathing while he makes breakfast. He's like,
yeah.
What's happening now? Hey, Lois, why'd you kiss me like that? I can't kiss my grandmother with that kiss.
Like toilet papers flying by, just getting sucked down into the vortex of his soul.
Yeah, Dolores and Frank are just slowly transitioning into like Moonstruck or something. I don't know what's happening, because she's just like, you know what? She's like, yeah, am I angry at Frank? Yeah, I'm angry at Frank. But you know what? I've been alone in that home for 20 years. You know, Boo's gone. Maz is at the gym. Frankie's at college, you know. And since David doesn't have a lot of spare time for me, Frank is now company. So at the end of the day, you know what? I'd rather stay angry than be lonely. I'm like, lady, you have to get your priorities in order. This is not
the saddest shit I've ever heard.
Why are you with this guy, David, who doesn't have time for you after 2 years, okay? Why? Like that seems to be like the keystone to this entire premise. Well, David doesn't have time for me. He's fixing up his motorcycle in the living room. So, you know what? I might as well hang out with Frank and my mom.
Can I have a cookie?
I want a cookie. It's like, even the new kitchen counter tried to run away. Like, seriously? I said, if you ever try to do that again, okay, I forgive you.
Sometimes, just for fun, I knock over some dry pasta and see if Frank will clean it up. And then guess what? Guess who cleans it up? I do. I'm the one who has to clean up.
You know what?
Mess.
I need to be needed. What can I tell you? So Frank's like, this dog pretends he loves me, but he just wants my food. You know what? She's got me fooled. She got me fooled thinking she loves me. And Dolores goes, you should be used to that, Frank. Jeez.
And then the scene just ends.
And then yapping chihuahuas pretending to be friends with Frank.
Yeah. So then we go over to Jackie and Melissa getting lunch. And I feel like the new trend this season on New Jersey is to walk into a restaurant and say, oh, this is cute.
That's so cute.
Like, have these women been dining in like a hole in the ground?
I know.
It's like every restaurant, they're like dumbfounded. I guess this is what happens when every function has been previously held at Rails.
Yeah, it's like being colorblind, but with strip malls. Like, it's everything's just a strip mall, so they're all just equally as cute, you know.
It's nice, it's cute, right?
Look, all the umbrellas, they're standing up and not falling over. Cute.
And then Melissa, Melissa comes by and she's like, my little Giuseppe is ready. A lot of people don't make such a big deal over First Communions, but I'm a party thrower. I'm like, everybody makes a big deal over First Communions, okay? Yeah.
I thought like communions are like famously a big deal.
Yeah.
I've never been to one, but I'm just assuming they're like a big deal.
Yeah, well, at least to a kid they are. Mine was sure a big deal. Got some money, got a book. Mm-hmm. That's where I got the book, If God Loves Me, Why Can't I Get My Locker Open? Which is, to this day, my favorite book title of all time.
Wow, yeah, that's...
It's a great title,
a really
and also a good question.
Title.
You know what I mean?
Did you find out the answer?
I ain't reading that fucking book, but I thought it was hilarious. I kept it in my room, like, till I moved away out of my house, you know? I just had to
have it
that,
like, God creates challenges for all of us, and, like, the only way we can grow and get closer to Jesus is if we overcome those challenges, like not being able to open up your locker?
Yeah, I think it's just, like, you pray and then you accept everything to be okay. And then when it's not, you're like, well, fuck that. And it's like, no, it's not supposed to be okay. You're just supposed to pray anyway, which I've always thought is bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
For me, it's like going
to
work.
Make it today.
Yeah, it's like going to work. And it's like, you don't need a paycheck this week. You're just here to work because that's what people do. No, it's not. Okay. I'm coming here for money.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's the first communion, and she's like, well, you know, it's our bat mitzvah. It's like a bar mitzvah. Teresa messed that up, so now so do I. I don't like that Melissa takes on so much tree personality. It bothers me.
Takes on trees ignorance.
Yes. It's like it's contagious.
Yeah, exactly. So Melissa then starts talking about Danielle and how she's a bridezilla and so mean to Marge and all this thing. And then she just sort of sighs and says, well, I hope she and Marty last, which I think is hilarious that they keep on, like, sewing in these foreshadowing moments, because as we all know, Danielle and Marty divorced 3 months later, and then now he has, like, a restraining order against her.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like he just likes signing papers. Yeah. Once you get used to it. So Melissa is like, between you and me, Teresa's pissed. And Jackie's like, yeah, she went bananas and screamed and cursed at me and kind of like threatened me. I mean, I think that was a threat that she gave me. But I'm not going to be threatened by anybody because I'm not a child and threatening is bad. Okay? Screaming is not okay.
Yeah, she's doing this whole thing of like, well, you know, I feel bad that I cut her to a core, and I never want to hurt anyone. But at the same time, I'm not sorry for having a voice and opinion. You know, I want to have a voice and opinion, but I'm not sorry that I hurt her to. But I'm sorry that I hurt her to her core. I'm like, okay, just accept it. You're gonna go balls the wall with Teresa. That's fine.
And then she's like, just pray for me, please, because I'm going to see Teresa, and I don't know what she's going to do to me. And if God loves me, why can't I get my locker open? That's my question. Melissa's it's like, I wish I had that power. So then we go to Jen, who's just, I mean, Jennifer's this woman. Just... They start from the bottom up. You know, they're like, dum, dum, jump, bum. Yeah, Jen's walking into a store. And her shoes, I mean, it was
not
definitely...
just any store, excuse me.
Yeah.
She was walking into Givenchy. Like, look at her. Like, that is why I really hate this lady. On top of being so obnoxious, she also, like, tries to, like, get in on the Giovanni thing. No, that is that's a full-on Luann Dorinda storyline. You are not allowed into Giovanni.
Well, at this point, I'm just assuming that Giovanni is a sponsor, right? They're one of the they're like core water of this show. They're the core water of this show.
They've got to be.
Which makes the fight between Luann and Dorinda even more hilarious. It's like Dorinda's on the below deck boat, like, I gave you that core wallet. Well, I mean, you want the head wallet. It's like, it's a sponsor, Dorinda.
Core water.
So if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have had Blueprint do your wedding.
Well, either way, so Jennifer and her mom go to Giovanni because they want to do some shopping for Melda, who's the bride-to-be for, like, her brother. And they guess they want to get her a dress. I'm like, are they, like, preparing her for a cabaret performance in Istanbul? Like, what exactly is happening here?
Well, the way that Jen talks about it, you would think it is. She's like, well, in Turkey, what we do is we put the bride on a spit. Then we light a fire. Then we're like, just kidding. Then we yell like Xena. Then we tap dance around her. Then we throw her weave. I'm like, what is your tradition? She's always adding something like in Turkey.
Well, everything's about like, she's like, in our tradition, what we have to do is we go to a store and we buy a dress for someone, okay? And then we bring the dress somewhere and then we put jewels on it. We give it to a bride and then we say, hey, bride, you get to wear this dress to distract you from the fact that you have to marry my ugly ass brother.
We also like cover them in dresses, jewels, and Louboutins because those are very hard to run in.
We want to make every bride feel like the best cabaret star that they can be before they marry my schlub of a brother.
I know, this is so sad. I don't even know who this woman is that he's marrying, and I'm so terrified for her.
I feel so bad for Melda. She's gonna be like dressed up like a figure skater and then sent off with this guy. And I mean, like, are there really no other options in Turkey? I mean, Melda, come
Jesus
on, Melda.
Do they not have a greyhound in Turkey? Like,
just get a jackrabbit.
So sad. Jackrabbit. I hope she's not one of those people who like has nightmares of suffocating.
See, I don't know what her nightmares are gonna have been, but I know what they will be. So Jen's like, Jennifer's like, you know, all the men in our culture, they always say that, you know, they earn the money and then we have to do everything else. And it's like, I can't even complain to Bill, because if I complain to Bill, he's like, but I give you this wonderful life. You know what I'm saying, mother?
And her mom's like, I have to say, I agree with the man on this. He works so hard.
Have you seen your face? Your face is filled with $19,000. That could send somebody to college, right? Let him go with his friends.
A man needs to be with his friends, you know, am I right? You can just imagine Bill being like, yes, this is correct.
I need to go have man night with my friends.
Man night, we're going to do something naughty.
In our culture, men make the money, so they think that we could do everything else. I'm like, well, then get a job. Like, who's stopping you, okay? How about you stop dropping damn babies everywhere? You've already got, like, 20,000 consumers. This woman is, like, 10 American households, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's
You are global warming. You're, like, literally warming the globe by yourself.
She is creating holes in the ozone layer just by poking her thrones. She's like, yeah, I think there's a spot up there. I want to clear it up. Boom. Ooh, I made a hole in the ozone layer. Sorry.
And she goes, like, I can't even complain to Belle. And the mom goes, you're complaining. You complain all the time. You're complaining right now. Okay.
You do nothing but complain, Jennifer. So now, in a really interesting scene, Teresa brings Melania to a music studio to work with a guy named Nitty and a girl named Biusha and then another dude. Because apparently Melania really likes Fetty Wap. And since Melania's been acting out, Teresa wants to find an avenue for Melania's emotions to go down. And that avenue is rapping because Melania likes to rap now.
That's a great outlet for your child whose parents have both been to jail and probably has a built-in resentment for cops. Rap. Sounds great. I'm sure that's going to harbor some great actions. Okay.
Yeah. So the first line that Melania has to sing is something like, I can't wait to grow up or something like that. And she's like, I can't wait to stop. I can't wait. Oh my god,
I got dreams of being in Vogue magazine. And he's like, no, you gotta feel it. You gotta feel it. I want you to feel it. She's like, okay, I got dreams of being in Vogue magazine. And you know what, it's actually a corner on the market. Just one flat note.
Yeah.
Repeated over and over again.
And like, not with the beat. They even start playing the beat and it's like boom, tsh, boom, boom. Can't wait to grow up. I'm only getting older. I gotta travel so much. I don't care. So what?
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Let's get that sleigh bell again. Ring, ting, ting, ling. It's a lovely weather for sleigh ride together with you. I don't want to grow up.
Yeah. I'm so committed. I thought how she's committed to this. I was like, how is she committed to this? You brought her to one session.
Yeah. You forced her on camera because you basically got like a free session with these guys.
I think she just wanted to see how M&Ms were made. Okay, it doesn't mean she wants to like make an M&M.
She literally thought by going there she was going to be able to get like a feta wrap salad. She loves feta wraps.
Oh, good. The names are getting, rapper names are getting longer too, because this guy's RGFM80. That's a lot.
Okay? RGF. Ruth. Oh, no, I was going to say Ruth
Gator. Gator Finsberg. M80.
Ruth Gator Finsberg. Now we know whose ball that belonged to.
Oh, God, this is the mood I'm in today. Okay, yeah. So next up.
Everything comes back to Ruth. Ruth the Bullet. That was Ruth Bader Ginsburg's ball. Let's be honest. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is like, I decided to pursue justice after someone stole my bowling ball. I've never seen it ever since.
Ooh, one time they were coming down to re-rack and they knocked my pins down on accident and it only gave me a spare instead of a strike. I'm going into the Supreme Court.
This isn't right. I'm gonna become a beloved judge.
And Jennifer goes in front of her to argue for more freedom from her husband. She's like, oh, God, Turkey. Oh, why can't I escape that fateful day at the bowling alley?
You know, Jennifer's bringing her shitty ass tray of crudités to the bowling alley, too. Hey, Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I brought some crudités. Hey, I've got a question. In my tradition, when we go bowling afterwards, we give the ball to the bride-to-be to say, hey, you're welcome to the family. This is your ball now. Do you do that, too?
She falls asleep, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I want to put this in my house, bowling alley.
When Tree said, I saw Frosty's commit and it found a way to express herself. I just thought of Jessica Lange in American Horror Story, like, excusing her son, who's a serial killer. Like, well, that's just how he expresses himself.
Yeah. Don't wait for second best, baby. You got to express yourself.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go over to Joe Gorga having, caveman lunch with Frank.
Oh, God. And Hey, bro. Dead lunch, bro. Hey, bro. What you gonna eat, bro? Bro.
Hey, good to see you, bro. How was the wedding, bro? Hey, bro. Fall over anything, bro?
And Joe walks into a restaurant. He's like, nice spot. They got food?
Hey, this is cute. It's cute. Nice. So Joe Gorga starts telling Frank about the wedding and everything and about Marty. And he's like, he's gaga over that pussy. I tell you, he's gaga. He is. I'm like, well, isn't that like a good thing? Don't you want that out of like a husband and a wife situation?
Ugh, think, he's so gross.
Wouldn't it be worse if he was not gaga over that pussy?
Yeah, then he's gay. Like, what's better, to be gay or to be hooked on pussy, huh?
So then the waitress comes over. I thought this was funny because the waitress comes over and says, do you guys want anything to drink? And Frank orders a soft pretzel. And in my mind, I was actually imagining Frank drinking a pretzel.
He would drink a hot pretzel. He's like, put it up on one of those pretzel stands you got.
Hey, Joe, you want to do a pretzel shot? Here we go. Open up. Takes a few minutes. Just breathe deep.
So he's like, so. How would you, Joe's like, so what about you? You getting pussy, huh, bro? And Frank's like, huh, God, working. How'd you like to have your wife as your partner? I need job site. Just imagine what I'm going through, bruh. And he's like, you flipping the rehabbing. Because, you know, like, we had a restaurant, and then, you know, the second your partner's with your wife, you know, and you do something behind their back, it's like a disaster of questions, all right? The restaurant closed because my business partner and I didn't see eye to eye. I was like, don't blame this on height. Okay.
Yeah.
You probably were stealing out of the register, sir.
Yeah. And by the way, it doesn't matter if it's your wife or someone else. If you do something behind your partner's back, they're going to have a disaster of questions.
Yeah. Like, where did all our money go?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, why did we like buy the lot next door to add on to this restaurant that's not doing anything anyway?
Yeah. When did our name get changed to Watch What Flappens?
Sorry, we're gonna be more bird oriented. Previously on The Real Housebirds. So then Joe's like, so what's going on with you being disbarred? And Frank's like, well, you know what happened, I never said nothing, nobody, you know, that's it. So then Frank starts lecturing Joe about spending time with Nono. He's like, you gotta find the time, bro. It's like pretzels, you gotta find the time to do it, you know, it's important.
Like, look, your dad's like a pretzel. How long is it going to be fresh? Like, what, 5 more minutes? Drink him. Drink no-no, all right?
You can just look this beautiful pretzel sit here and not drink it.
Oh, my God.
So now we go into New York City, and Classic Marge is arriving at a bar, and she's with Lexi, and Lexi's like, oh, this is great, Classic Marge!
This is so Classic Marge!
Yeah.
And so Marge is like, I don't want to look too much like a grandma. I mean, I'm psyched because I need new photos for the website, because the old photos are like past Marge. They're like Paleolithic Marge. I need like new Marge in this day. Like, not classic, not regular, but like new Marge.
Yeah, so she's getting her hair done and everything, and her, because she could be doing a photo shoot, and her stepson Brett shows up, and we learn that Brett and Jan are sort of estranged right now, and about a month ago Jan's mother died, so there's a funeral, so we're all there, and so Brett was there and Jan was there, but Brett and Jan haven't talked since then, and I haven't talked to my other kids, but I talk with Brett, and Brett and I are close, and I wonder if, like, hey, if I can get along with a nut job like Jan, then Brett can get along with Jan, but he doesn't talk to Jan, so I'm like, when are you going to talk to Jan? I'm like, oh my God, please stop saying Jan.
Also, why is this season about children who hate their parents? Okay, Teresa can't get a kid kiss from a kid. There's a parent in jail. Joe won't talk to his father. Well, who's the other ones?
Marty's kids hate Danielle.
Yeah, Marty's kids. It's like, geez. Hey, maybe you guys should, I don't know. I don't even know the answer because I don't have kids. And Bueller can't speak. So if he hates me, he still has to be nice to me to get fed. So maybe do that.
Moral of the story is you guys should all go bowling together and have fun time.
Glitter bowling balls. That's the answer here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this scene is just her, you know, modeling.
It's just her. Yeah, it's just like her modeling and giving advice to Brett, and Brett like not wanting to talk to Jan, and then Lexi in the background every now and then cheerleading, being like, "That's very Marge. That's very Marge. Very, very Marge."
I mean, I'm the one he locked in the closet, and I still speak to him. So what's the big deal? So next up, Dolores and Frank in my favorite Dolores and Frank setting, their kitchen.
Yeah. It's their own like Italian version of Fences. I used to be a baseball player.
So she's Dolores comes in. She's like, "We're in trouble. Did you see what your son brought home? It's a bell. Okay, it's a bell." And he goes, "A bull?
Like ding."
And she goes, "No, like ding. A bell for ding. You know what it's for? It's a bell for a blowjob. All right." That is
it says
so...
ring for blowjob, okay? And I rang it by accident because I thought it was ring for a hug from your mother. Turns out it's ring for a blowjob. It's a problem, Frank. It's a problem.
Yeah, that was pretty awkward because Frank goes, "Is it for you?" It's like, oh, God. This show, I like that this show can up each other's gross. Each scene can up the grossness of the scene before it.
I also like that Dolores is like wearing a full-on schmata in her hair and holding laundry. I mean, it's like... like they're in some weird honeymooners thing happening over in their side of the show. Mm-hmm. So Dolores is like, "I gotta tell you, Frank, I don't know what this communion's gonna be like. Everyone's fighting. It's almost like we're on a reality show, you know? You know, like Danielle and Marge, they don't talk. Jackie and Tree, they don't talk. Melissa and Food, they don't talk. Me and really, well, I talk to anyone because I pretty much am alone all the time, you know, because you're in Florida all the time and, you know, I got this laundry." Sometimes I ring Frankie's bell just for the fun of it.
Frank's like, "Ding, ding, ding. Nah, it's not for you, Frank. All right, I had to try. Hey, did you see the newspaper? Huh? There's this article. It's called, 'Does Giving Too Many Gifts Spoil the Kids?' Listen to this. We arrive at the house. There's a gym, a spa, a double level playroom. I'm exhausted. Can you finish?"
Being the Bergen wreck, it's hard. I was amused that either Frank even knew how to read the Bergen record. So, so basically,
he's
Jackie
trying to
wrote,
play it.
He's like, "Hey, Delore, I've been putting this Bergen record in the player for like 10 minutes now, and it's just making no noise. What's going on?" So. Basically, Jackie wrote an article about, like, do too many gifts spoil the children? She talks about going to Jennifer's house, etc. So, of course, the first thing Dolores does is call Jennifer. She's like, "Hey, Jennifer. Hi, this is Jennifer. In my tradition, we answer the phone by saying, 'Hi, this is Jennifer.'"
In my culture, we pick up the phone and we put it between our ear and our shoulder.
"Hold on a second, Dolores. I have someone on the other line. Or as we say in my tradition, someone on the other line."
Okay, so, and she's like, "Wait, is that a bell in your background? That's for blowjobs, you know? We're giving one. Traditionally, we give one to the bride."
"Hold on a second. I'm getting a text message. Hold on. Oh, it's from Melda. Hold on. No, Melda, no, you cannot have returns or exchanges. All sales are final. You are stuck with my brother. Thank you." "Okay, what were you saying about a record player?"
And Dolores is like, "You don't talk about someone's house. That's private. And I think she deserves a forewarning."
Yeah, that house is private, especially after it's been featured on television in like an extended montage of all its luxury.
Yeah.
Also, like when you've had the said owner of the house went on a trip to Oklahoma and would not stop talking about said house.
Yeah. And she's like, "Well, I am shaking, first of all. Just because I have this big house doesn't mean I give my kids exactly what they want. Amazon's here. Someone get the door." "Amazon's here." They got out of bed, so I gave them a present. So, you know.
The Amazon guy has to show up with a blindfold over his eyes. The kids are like, whatever those faceless demons are.
Ooh, I invite this woman into my house, and this is the thanks I get. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting us into your house so you could show it. This woman's so fucking annoying. Now, yeah. On the other hand, Jackie is such an asshole, and I love it.
Is. Me too. See, I like it. It is shady. I mean, Dolores is right. Like, I can't imagine, you know, going over to a friend's house, then like writing about everything in their house. And then, you know, it is weird because it's on reality TV. And so it was like already displayed. But like, if we're just going to like pretend like we're not like paying attention to that meta aspect of it. Yeah, it is shady, but I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. I think it's lit because she does spoil her damn kids. I mean, come on, yeah. Give me a break. Like,
yeah, she's
obnoxiously
an asshole.
So.
Jennifer's
gross.
An asshole. Sorry.
And she's raising disgusting children. Okay, Therese.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's true.
Sorry. So Dolores is like, Frank, and he goes, well, this went from a nice, pleasant day to a shit day. I'm like, well, you're the one who brought it up.
He then goes to the fridge and like, he's like, hey, where's my Sunny Pretzel D?
Frank, I made you some popover mix. It's sitting on the counter there if you want to have something before you poop.
Yeah, well, I guess any point in a storm. So now we go over to Rails, epicenter of all things Real Housewives of New Jersey. And everyone's arriving. The communion just happened. There's like a big sign that says like, congrats, Joey, or something like that. And Melissa's like, now Jesus is in your heart, baby. Like,
yeah, we bought you a sign from Ross that says, God bless, so Jesus is in your heart. You know what else Jesus loved? Donuts. He went into that cave, everyone thought he was dead, then somebody rolled a donut out of the way and found out he had been living the whole time. It's like, where do you people go to church? I want to go
and
there.
That cave is downstairs at Rails, where I had my birthday party.
Is this an open bar, or I got to pay for that donut I'm about to drink?
So we see, like, you know, Melissa's family's there. We see Donna. Then Therese shows up with her girls, and she's like, I'm not looking forward to seeing Jackie's and Seth. You know.
She's like, Joey, come give me a kiss, Joey. And he's like, no, you're gross. And he just runs away from her. And then Melissa tells us, as Catholic Italians, we love taking pictures. Unlike everybody else on earth.
Yeah, you really cornered the market on that. So, yeah. So, oh, also, by the way, were you so happy to see Teresa's lawyer there?
Yes. Oh, my God. Because I can keep my conspiracy theory going that she's boning her lawyer.
Oi.
Did
so,
that give everybody a boner? Sorry. Good luck going through your day.
So then we see Nono. He's standing by. There's like a giant spread of like various different salted meats. He's like, oh, you see that? I tried all that. Oh.
They did good job with the meats.
Good job
with the meats.
It's like someone settled Nono down. Like, don't put him by a meat display ever again.
God, no kidding. You know in the Rose Parade how they, like, get chicken wire and then they just put roses in every little hole in the chicken wire and it makes a big, beautiful turkey float?
Yeah.
This like that, but with like slimy, disgusting meat. It looks like just a big animal, like a big alien from a movie just laying on. It looks disgusting.
Like a big prosciutto pile.
Ugh, it's nasty.
Pile of prosciutto.
Yeah, yep. Someone like finger folded every single little piece of meat. Ugh. It's gross.
I mean, I would have had it. I would have made myself a nice little plate.
Oh. So Frank is like, Tree, I'm impressed with you. Look at you going into the meat. And she's like, why are you breathing like that? She's like, my upper's good, but my lower, I'm worried about my lower. But my ears got smaller. Blink, blink. And he's like, is it bubbly? Turn around and let me see it. It's like, jeez. This fucking show. Can't with this.
I actually thought it was not an inappropriate moment. I thought he was being like a coach at that moment.
I guess, but we just saw him with like stretch mark, you know, like a stretch mark sweater on. Okay.
Yeah.
Like be careful who you take your advice from.
That's true. He's like, yeah, no, Tree, don't get all stressed, you know, because if you get stressed, it's gonna raise your levels of cortisone. And if you get cortisone, you lose definition. So don't get stressed. She's like,
okay, I'm happy.
So then Jen and Tree are talking, and Jennifer is doing that thing where she's like, I'm going to ask how are you before I start saying my business, because yeah, I've been told 20,000 times that I only pay attention to myself. So how are you? How is Bimini?
Yeah. How is Marge? How is Danielle? How's Melissa? Do you have a nice room? Okay, great. Can I tell you about this? Do you ever read the Bergen record? No, it's not like a record that you play music on. No, why does everyone keep saying that?
The lotion? No, not Jergens. The Bergen record.
I don't watch Murphy Browns. So Jennifer's like, said Jackie, can you believe this? In our culture, we call this being offended. She wrote an article for the Bergen record about how I spoil my kids. Do I spoil my kids? I don't think so. And anytime they say that they're not spoiled, I give them a treat from Amazon, okay?
Why are you asking Teresa? Teresa just hired like a famous rapper to produce a song for her child. I don't know that you're asking the most innocent person here of spoiling your kids.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so Jennifer, she is just livid. She is so angry right now. And Jackie walks in, and the best part is that Jackie doesn't realize that Jennifer is mad at her. So Jackie comes in all smiles and she comes over, and Jennifer's, you know, still doing this thing of like, I invited this girl into my home and I feel angry and violated.
Oh, Teresa said, violated. You've been violated. Okay, Teresa.
She attacked me and now you. You don't talk about husband and you don't talk about children, especially children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but the thing is that, like, yeah.
That's, I'm like, not literally all they talk about on this show.
That's what cracks me up. That's all they talk about.
Yeah. Like, well, meanwhile, what can we talk about? Lunch meats? Let's just have a show talking about the lunch meat disaster over there, okay?
Meanwhile, Joey Jr. walks up and he's like, I just drank alcohol. I thought it was my Sprite. They're like, no, we swapped it out with alcohol on purpose. Welcome to the family, kid.
I thought I was snorting donuts, Ma. So Jackie comes up. She's like, hi, hi.
And Dolores, hi, Mrs. Aiden. How are you?
And Dolores is like, Jackie's acting like she has no idea Tree and Jen aren't happy. I mean, I wouldn't want one of them unhappy with me, much less both of them. I'm like, really? Because you started both of these fights, I'm pretty sure, Dolores.
That's true. So I think Jennifer on some level was expecting Jackie to come over and be like, hey, so you know that article? I feel like everything was taken out of context, and I'm sorry. But instead, Jackie just starts talking about Teresa. She's like, you know, I'm having all these issues with Teresa, you know, because I feel bad. I don't mean to cut it to a core, but, like, at the same time, you know, I have to have my voice and my opinion. She's not going to be able to bully me. And Jennifer's just like, I can't believe that right now you're talking about Teresa and not me, okay? I can't believe this.
She's like, okay. Do you agree that children are off limits? And she's like, yeah. I guess, like, children are off limits, whatever, you know. And I'm not going to be treated like a child, that's for sure. Because treating someone like a child is off limits, too. She's like, but do you agree that writing an article about children is off limits? She's like, I'm going to tell you this. No one's going to write an article about me being a child, because I will not take that. I'm a woman. Okay.
What? Okay. In my tradition, we often ask, why would you write an article about my kids being spoiled? And Jackie goes, well, did I say anything untrue?
And Jen goes, I felt judgment.
Children should be off limits. Well, to be fair, they're not really children. They're more like little monsters.
Okay, you know, if I had said it was tiny little Jabba the Hutt's are waiting for Amazon all day, I could get it. But I didn't say that, okay? I said they were Hershey-kissed-shaped children waiting for a truck that could have been delivering anything. Like, what are you mad at me for?
I mean, I don't know if you order things from, like, Amazon.com or maybe from Walmart.com. I don't know. So Jennifer goes, you know what? The article does not specifically say my children are spoiled, but if you skim it, the gist you get is that they're spoiled. I'm like, well, girl, you just said the article doesn't say they're spoiled.
Yeah. She's like, what is she, Carrie Bradshaw? Oh, Jennifer. So Teresa and Melissa are talking, and Teresa's like righteous, you know, right now. She's like,
yeah, Jen's in trouble because she wrote what's the name? Jackie's in trouble because she wrote an article. She could have called her first and said, I'm writing an article. Shut up, Teresa.
Marge comes in. She's like, hi, you won't believe it. Jen's still not talking to the kid. We got some good pictures, though. I mean, they were classic Marge, but they're like new Marge. I'm like a new Marge.
I wanted to invite Jen to this party, but Jen was like, well, is Brett going to be there? And I was like, I don't know if Brett's going to be there. And Jen was like, well, if you can't confirm if Brett's going to be there or not, then I'm not going to come. I was like, Jen, what are you doing? Like, it's crazy. What's going on? Like, why don't you just talk to Brett and get this over with? And you can all come to the community. And they didn't come. So I got no Jen. I got no Brett. But guess what? I got Joby.
So Marge's, Teresa's like, she wrote an article. And Marge's like, oh my God, I want to read it. I've never wanted to read something so bad.
Yeah. So now there's like a moment of like, we see like dancing and then there's speeches and then this like old man DJ is like DJing and stuff. And now it gets, now we settle in on Jackie and Margaret talking. And, you know, Jackie's doing this whole thing of like, you know what, I'm not going to let a grown woman yell at me. That's just not what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So I don't need to fight a 40-something-year-old woman, okay? I'm not saying something about his character. I'm just not going to let a grown woman yell at me like that. And Marge goes, look, I get in trouble. I get in trouble all the time with analogies. So I get it, okay? But, you know, maybe it was about control. Have you heard a word about the doctor who tried to cross the street to catch a chicken? She's like, I'm sorry, but the convo, like, she's going to go savage. I don't need another drama in my faith. Did you even see the article? Like, blah, 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 blah. So they're going on and on. And Marge is like, the woman brags constantly about material things. So I think she'd be flattered.
Yeah. And then they start reading the article. And Marge is like I don't know. I think the article's hilarious. I think it's a great article. And basically, I mean, what the article is saying is, like, given that Jennifer gives these kids all these toys that they turn that they're still such lovely children, how are you able to spoil a child and also have them turn out nice? Which is, you know, it's not, I mean, yeah,
pretty nice,
as Margaret herself said, what?
I think that's pretty nice. I mean, considering where she was.
Yeah, I think Margaret's right. Like, there was definitely some shade in there, but it, like, ultimately it's complimentary. And if anyone read it with like half a brain, you'd see that it is ultimately complimentary.
Yeah, but it's being complimentary so she doesn't get in trouble, which, of course, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think she was, like, a total dick for writing it, but it's also hilarious, and it's also true, you know. I mean, you can't sit on TV for 5 weeks in a row bragging about how many toilets you have and then get mad that someone calls you an asshole. You
exactly, know? And I was kind of, my other feeling is, if you think it's bad that Jackie wrote about this, I mean, like, brace yourself, girl, for, like, all of America thinking that you're the biggest asshole, okay?
Yeah.
Because having something written in the Bergen Record is nothing compared to having Twitter coming against you.
Yeah. And she's trying to get everyone on her side, and they do have little teams forming. Like, Teresa's with Dolores and Jen. You know, they've got that little team. And then Marge is going to be with Jackie and Melissa, so they've got that little team.
It's the dream team.
Yeah. And Jennifer's like, she said they were compliments, but I saw red. She's Shady Spice. It's like, is there one thing you haven't stolen from, like, the early 2000s? Please, just one thing.
I know. So now Jackie is going to, she's decided that she wants to set up a time with Teresa to, like, talk things out. So she walks up to Teresa and she's like, hey, Tree, so I was wondering if, like, maybe we could, like, set up a time in the future to talk. And Teresa's like, it's my nephew's communion. It's like, yeah. Hence the word future, like, in the future, like, not here. It's my nephew's communion. Yeah, like, maybe in, like, a week from now, it's my nephew's communion. It's like, Teresa.
Teresa is so stupid. And Jackie is like, good luck, because no one can talk sense to Teresa because she doesn't understand words, you know?
No.
And she's like, but if I call you, will you answer? And Teresa's like, And she goes, she's fucking delusional. She thinks she's going to be a nice, we're going to have a nice sit down. She's got another thing coming right now. She's like, but I said in the future.
Yeah, this is going to be a disaster because Teresa's dumb. And she holds grudges, and
well,
I don't know. I don't even
over...
know why even Jackie wants to have, like, clear the air with Teresa. Like, who the fuck cares? She's an idiot.
Well, Teresa can get your ass fired real quick from this show. But well, or also maybe not. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know how much
power she has, you know.
I don't think she has hiring and firing powers as much. You know?
I wrote one big note that we forgot to say, and it's just that Jackie told Jen when Jen wouldn't give it up. She's like, well, I feel like you and Teresa are ganging up on me right now. And I just had to point it out because you can't be like, you can't come for people like you've been doing and then act like a victim. I mean, you can, but
that's actually exactly what that's sort of the MO of any real housewife.
Yeah, I suppose so. Eh?
Yeah.
So
Was the episode. That was, what'd you say?
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't wait for Below Deck to come back.
I know. Isn't it weird that we haven't, I feel like it's been off for an entire season.
I know. I feel like I've been doing nothing but watching Real Housewives in New Jersey. But tomorrow we're going to be talking Top Chef, which I'm excited about. Top Chef was not off, actually. There was a part one of Restaurant Wars was last week, and it was very stressful, and it was a full-on disaster. So I'm actually extremely excited to see tonight's episode. And we'll be recapping Restaurant Wars tomorrow. Should be a great time. And, of course, go to watchacrappens.com to buy tickets to all our shows. Definitely come to our shows. I mean, how many times do I have to do the pitch? You're gonna have a fun time, people. And then also get your merchandise. And hey, there's like only a day left to vote in the crappies. So if you haven't voted, vote and then send it to your friend so that they'll vote too, because it's fun. And that's about it.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.